This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world via the satellite. And we thank them very much for tuning in. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today, and those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, sir.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, this day in music, and you sent this to me, Kyle, this is kind of neat. This day in music back in 1970, July 6th, well, it's not this day, but anyway, it was July 6th, 1970. That was a few days ago, but the number four song in the country was my theme song, Ride, Captain, Ride.
Yep, I saw that, and I thought about you, and I thought, wow. And it's a cool song, too.
Yeah, and the group that did that I had permission to play the song, Blues Image, was at the time out of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yep. Exactly.
So how about that? So a little nostalgia here for everybody. All right, now, a couple of things to mention here very quickly. First of all, Ross Perot, the billionaire and former presidential candidate, not once but twice, 1992-1996, died at the age of 89. I believe leukemia is what did him in. And then Rip Torn, the actor, the movie actor and the television star, died at the age of 88. So two very prominent people died yesterday at very lived long lives, at least.
Well, exactly, and I think so many people, of course, you know, we can talk about the impact that Ross Perot had on American politics, perhaps as a precursor, really, of the Trump phenomenon, as it were. But Ross Perot brought into politics at a time, Captain, something that people were sort of looking for, the idea of bringing in a business-minded person who would sort of, you know, get the job done and get down to the nitty-gritty, drew 19% of the vote in the 1992 election. Now, he did run again in 1996 with the Reform Party, but didn't draw quite as much of a percentage, but because I think his time in terms of the impact was in the 92 election, but certainly set the stage for Trump later on down the line.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the week when the news first came out, but the Democratic billionaire Tom Steyer, whose entire mission in life seems to be to get Donald Trump impeached, has decided that the people that are in the presidential race on the Democratic side cannot beat Donald Trump, so he's entering into the mix because he thinks he can.
And the really good question, could he beat Donald Trump? Well, he's a billionaire, and he's already drawing fire, though, from some of the other candidates. You know, no surprise here. I think Bernie Sanders was talking about the idea, well, you know, we don't need a billionaire to do this, or billionaires need not apply, was kind of the basic gist of the whole thing. But of course, yeah, I think you're right. It shows that for some reason, which I think a lot of us sort of understand and totally compute, the people on the stage of the Democratic debates recently, they just don't seem, there doesn't seem to be one among them that people say, yes, this totally makes sense and they could be president. Now, whether Tom Steyer could be, that's another story altogether. And what was sort of conspicuously missing, Captain, from his announcement was any talk of impeachment of Trump. That was his claim to fame up to this point.
Well, the other thing is that he has long been a backer of Kamala Harris financially and verbally, and this puts a kind of a dent in Kamala Harris's campaign, if you will, because it's widely been reported that Kamala Harris has been pushed by the Obamas, both Michelle and Barack.
Right, you know, and because you kind of get the feeling that perhaps, you know, ideologically and all, that because, of course, the Obamas have not been supporting Joe Biden, oddly enough, the vice president for President Obama for 8 years. Perhaps more aligned with Kamala Harris and maybe wanting to make her really more the heir apparent to so-called, you know, the Obama legacy, that kind of thing, because that would be part of the angle of her campaign, would be Obama 2.0, Obama 3.0, whatever you'd want to call it.
Well, yeah, and we'll just have to wait to see what happens. And, oh, by the way, in case nobody told anybody, it seems that AOC is hitting back against Nancy Pelosi. Tlaib already did. Omar's launched a few as well. Comments against Nancy Pelosi because they want to know. AOC says that she's called Pelosi's belittling of the House progressives puzzling.
Yes, exactly. Well, it, you know, this whole thing, this is the civil war going on in the Democrat Party, and this is the big story. You know, they are certainly not unified, especially when it came to even getting through an aid package for the people that they say are being so mistreated at the border at these facilities. So goodness gracious me, and they're mad at Nancy Pelosi for getting that through, and she's got her hands full, no doubt.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch all across America, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And we are going to go to break, and Kathy's going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere. I shall return right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And listen up, guys and gals. If you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I was, I have arthritis, and I had arthritis pain. Anybody that knows it, that's just miserable. Plus, I've broken my back twice, and I've got plenty of back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, you name it. Let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. You take it exactly the way it tells you to take it, and it works. It's worked. Now, I had reached a point where just trying to walk my dog around the block when I had my dog was a real challenge. And after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was able to take that morning stroll without pain and the discomfort that I'd been under and my ankle swelling up and all that sort of stuff. Now I take Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, before I start doing my show prep for my radio show. So all you have to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and order your 1995 3-week quick start to see how it works for you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It worked for me. It'll work for you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to say good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog back on the road this week, and they are headed down out of Lafayette, Indiana, towards Laredo, and they're in store for a bit of a surprise because we have a developing tropical depression. It might become a tropical storm, but it is headed not east, but west. It's kind of stationary at the moment in the northeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico, right up just inside the shoreline, up there around what we call the panhandle, Big Bend area. And there'll be some rain cycling around. We'll be getting some during the next day or so, maybe two. But that rain, heavy rain, is going to follow I-10 all the way across towards Houston before it goes into Texas, probably probably somewhere around maybe Austin, maybe San Antonio, which is at, the path that Catwoman and Road Dogg travel. So there's going to be a lot of rain. Wind won't be an issue. It's going to be a big-time rainmaker, and everybody along I-10 needs to pay attention for the next several days.
Yeah, absolutely. Catwoman, Road Dogg, be careful out there. Absolutely.
Now, we were talking about Ayok, talking about Tlaib, talking about Omar. We got to throw Beto. Well, yeah, why not? We'll call him Beto. He's like the Beto, right?
Right.
But anyway, Beto, as he likes to call himself because he thinks he's Spanish or Mexican or whatever. All with these ridiculous and crazy statements. For example, what did you tell me Beto said?
Well, I saw a news clip of him. I think he was speaking in Tennessee, and he said the country was founded on, get this, white supremacy. And so I heard that, and I thought, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is kind of going beyond the pale at this point. The country was not founded in any way on white supremacy. I think he's using that as obviously a buzzword-type term to generate some kind of reaction. But it's not historical, and it's not accurate, and it certainly is just being done, again, to be sensationalistic, I think.
What was the battle cry of the Boston Tea Party?
No
taxation without representation.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the battle cry of the Revolutionary War for the most part.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't white supremacy.
Nope, not at all.
That at all.
And by the way, there were slaves that were fighting in the Revolution.
Precisely, exactly. And this is, again, you know, the United States, and this can't be emphasized enough, the United States was founded by, obviously, the Founding Fathers and the Constitutional Convention following the Revolutionary War, but it was a country with a constitution that allowed for change and has allowed and encouraged our country to move in the right moral direction over the last 243 years. It's not always been perfect, but I've always maintained, just as we saw, for example, and I think a major defining moment in our history with Dr. King, back in the mid-1960s, moved for civil rights, moving in the right moral direction.
Well, we know that the amazing trio of Omar and Ayok and Tlaib are getting under Nancy Pelosi's skin. We know that they have a following, or at least they seem to have a voting base of about 70 voters, 70 members of the House of Representatives out of the 200 and whatever it was, 13 or whatever the majority. Wait a minute, 200, what do they got, 230 in the House, I think?
For the Dems, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so about 70 of them are agreeing with the progressive left socialists, the new trio, if you want to call them that. So they still don't have the majority, but they're acting like they're the majority, and they're trying to badmouth their way into whatever, and, we're being picked on, and, they don't like us, and, it's unfair, and all this other crap that's going on.
Well, yeah, and Nancy Pelosi's, I think she kind of amped it all up. And I think she's probably getting sort of tired of it. I mean, you know, she can say what she wants. I mean, she went out and said about the census question that Trump's trying to make America white again. I mean, she's doing her own thing with that whole thing. But in terms of Tlaib and AOC and Ilhan Omar, Nancy Pelosi talked about the idea that they have their, quote, public whatever and their Twitter world, quote, unquote. But she says, but they didn't have any following. They're four people, and that's how many votes they got. And I think that she was referring to the aid package, basically, that went through recently. But, of course, that really set off AOC and the others. Because you're right, Captain, they look at it as if they're on some kind of national agenda. They're not just being representatives from their districts. They're using the social media and so forth in order to get these movements started. And honestly, they don't care that Pelosi and any of these so-called old guard or traditional ways of getting things done in the government will stand in their way. And they're really causing a flap. And that's where the big story is.
Now, if you were reading the New York Times, which not a lot of people do anymore, because it's not a pertinent newspaper anymore, in my opinion. And you saw an article that said, and I quote, middle class must sacrifice their suburbs to aid poor immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
What would you think?
Yeah, well... I would think that this is some kind of it's got to be a play on words or something like that, you know, because typically you wouldn't say that in the context of what it actually sounds like. But I think that's what they're
saying. Well, it is being said in the context that you think, because the big cities can't take these immigrants anymore. They haven't got the money. They haven't got the resources. They're tearing their cities up. They're making huge messes in there. They're creating diseases. Enter into the mix Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago. There's a huge stink, if you will, pardon the pun there, Chicago, brewing there in the Midland right now with the things that are going on there. It is the summertime. They got the same problems there they got out west. And again, all those places have what they share in common, Kyle?
What's that?
They all have Democratic leadership.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the idea, of course, especially in that kind of statement, Americans must sacrifice their suburbs to aid poor immigrants, according to the New York Times. That in and of itself is almost an incendiary kind of statement to make, because it doesn't talk about creating an inclusive environment or anything like that. It sounds like something has to be sort of demolished or destroyed in the process of all this, and that's kind of an angle, I think, that we hear a lot when it comes to the idea of talking about immigration.
Right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he is. And we have him on the program because of that. And I've got one little thing to find here. Let's see. Where is it? Kellyanne Conway was defending Alex Acosta, the labor secretary, right?
Right, yeah.
And here's what she had to say briefly here.
I talked to the president this morning. He hasn't talked to or had contact with Epstein in years and years and years, and over a decade at least, he said. And he met Alex Acosta when Alex applied and got the job, where he's doing a great job. I mean, look at the economy. So I know everybody, you want to revisit what happened in Florida. New York has applied fresh charges to Jeffrey Epstein because they have a right to do that. And I hope we're all paying attention to who the true perpetrator is here.
She's talking about Epstein, and of course Epstein's going to go down in a blaze of glory. Question is the Black Book. Question is the airport airline manifest for riding on the airline. We know Bill Clinton's name is mentioned 26 times.
That's right. Yeah, and all goes back to the so-called Lolita Express. And, I mean, this could be really explosive in terms of the elite and people like Clinton and so forth that can get wrapped up in this. But, you know, Captain, the media will want to focus this as some kind of Trump scandal instead.
Well, they can't do it, because we're not going to let them, because it's just not true.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, Senator Robert Melendez, who was in trouble before, listed 6 times on the airplane manifest flying to that wonderful little island. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, if you're there, take us to a break, please. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who, as a Miami federal prosecutor in 2008, was involved in a lenient plea bargain deal for the accused sex trafficker and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him, President Trump, told reporters he does have confidence in Acosta.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23, the NASDAQ up 43 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and Wayne Allyn Root will be on tomorrow night. He's going to come out. We're going to have a lot of conversation going on here about things that he's been writing about and he's been talking about in his television show. And I can't wait to talk to him about that because always dynamic. Wayne will light the room up, believe me when I tell you. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country currently, with over 21 million drivers that are covered, including your humble radio show host here. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, your car, your truck that you drive, coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and even your snowmobile. Now, they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance as well through your local Geico Insurance Agency. Two ways to find out about it. If you got a computer, Google Geico Insurance. See who your local office is. It'll pop up on your search. If you can't find a local agent or you can't find it in a phone book, then go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com for more and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, we're going to go south to the border down Mexico way. You ready?
I'm ready.
The pictures that have been showing up of the detention centers with people in them by the mainstream media, for the most part, came from the Barack Obama administration when they were having the same problems they're having now. Didn't have as many people, I might add, in the detention centers, but those pictures showing them living like they were, sleeping on the floor, this, that, and the other, all that stuff, that's coming from the Obama administration, and there's no doubt about it.
So my only question is, are the some of the network news anchors and so forth, are they going to camp out outside the Obama residence and shout questions about these detention facilities and the terrible conditions there and how it's his fault, I wonder?
And stand in front of a fence that's not even a fence at a detention center, that's at some warehouse or shopping center instead, and put on a big scene, create a big scene?
Well, sure, that's right. It's all about TV. That kind of stuff. And
until you get caught.
Yeah, until you get caught. Right. Well, they see, that's the thing. If these pictures are from the Obama era, and somehow they're trying to intimate, or perhaps they just have these file pictures and they can't obtain brand new pictures, so they just use what they got. But of course, the narrative is Trump is bad. Trump separates children from their families. Trump is racist. America is bad. On and on it goes. But I'm glad that you're calling this out tonight.
Well, my point is they have not allowed the media in with cameras into those detention centers to take pictures yet. But they're going to. They're going to bring the media in. They're going to bring them right along the border. They're going to take them on a tour from one end of the border to the other to check out these detention centers because they want the people to see how they're being taken care of. And it's not as bad as they think. And these other people have been lying. That's what they've been doing. And again, I'm looking at a picture right here, right now, that's on Facebook, which is a picture from the Obama administration when the people were all on the floor, no cots, wrapped in these heat blankets, you know, those little aluminum foil blankets?
Yeah.
Wrapped in those things, which all came from the NASA program, I might add. Now, the other thing that's going on right now is the toilet water nonsense and all that stuff. Again, they didn't understand that one size fits all. The top part of the toilet is actually a sink, and the bottom part, which is a toilet, doesn't even have water in it.
Right, exactly. And in another thing that stood out to me, Captain, was AOC, you know, sort of given this impression that, you know, even on a day when the congressional delegation was going to come in and look around, they've got people drinking out of the toilet, that kind of thing, according to her. And I thought, oh, yes, of course. Well, that certainly makes sense. That's right. I'm sure that
it's because she didn't see what she saw because she wasn't there looking at what was going on.
That's right. Well, again, this is what she had heard, as I recall, but she was putting it in the context like they could care less about what a congressional delegation is going to come in and see. Let them drink out of the toilet was the connotation here. And again, totally insulting to the men and women of the Border Patrol and the facilities management and so forth that are doing everything they can with this very, very difficult situation with all these different people who need to have a roof over their head as they're being processed.
And here's another one for you. Elizabeth Warren wants to propose legislation to make it not legal. In other words, if you cross the border illegally, it would not be considered a criminal offense.
Right, yeah. They sort of couch it in the phrase, it would be a civil offense.
It'd be like trespassing.
Like trespassing, exactly, or a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or something like that, the context that they put it in. And, of course, she's doing that in order to grandstand for votes, either for sympathetic people who believe all this stuff that's being foisted upon them, all these falsehoods and whatnot, you know, and so she's just doing that to try to gain traction. But, honestly, you know, the Congress and Democrats in Congress over years and years and decades have put these laws into place that it's illegal to cross the border without permission.
By the way, don't forget to get your Trumpy bear.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Trumpy bear. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably have one with me on the 18th when I'm over at the River Church for the Trump Club 45 meeting.
Very cool. Yeah.
They set one on my table. By the way, what did you want to mention? You had something you wanted to mention.
Oh, well, let's see. Yes, well, you know, this whole thing with the census question
yeah.
is the idea that somehow you know, the Democrats, they just want this to be business as usual because they know that they are going to perhaps benefit in their own states or the states where they are the majority or the so-called, you know, Democrat states, get more representation in Congress, perhaps even change the electoral map.
That's right.
And then we're going to hear all about, hey, the Electoral College is great because now it's breaking in our favor kind of thing. And they'll stop trying to abolish it maybe at that.
But the other thing is that the illegals, okay, if they count the illegals as being here illegally, we all know that there's at least two states where they're voting legally, where they've been given the right to vote in state elections. Now, when a state election occurs in a year when you've got a national election, how do they not keep them from voting? I mean, that's kind of interesting. And so far, nobody's figured that out, including your state, California.
Well, right, yeah, because it all goes into the big mix, and quite frankly, even to suggest that you'd want to have strict controls on voting in the national election versus some other local thing that they would have the opportunity to vote in, then you would run the risk, of course, of being called a racist or this kind of thing, because the idea is to rack up as many votes as possible, illegal and legal. It doesn't matter to the far left, it would seem, and to the Democrat Party. And that's very, very sad because it skews what the actual will of the people is. Now, we can number all the people that are living in the boundaries of the United States, but the will of the American people is an entirely different idea and a different thing altogether.
Do you know who Alyssa Milano is?
She's an actress, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you hear what she said yesterday?
I didn't.
Jeb Bush, you should be listening to me. You should seriously consider challenging Donald Trump.
Oh, well,
that's what she said.
That would be an interesting sort of thing. I think that would probably go nowhere pretty quick.
Didn't he lose all the money he had very quickly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was one of the people in the 2016 primaries that got defined by, almost everybody got defined by Trump, but he got defined by Trump in such a way that I think it absolutely decimated his ability to come back in 4 years and to try to challenge Donald Trump as a sitting president.
By the way, just to go back to what you said, corporate media, right now there's a Breitbart headline here to a story. It says corporate media is pushing the Trump-Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theories without any evidence.
Well, sure. Well, of course, because if you can attach the word Epstein to Trump, then, you know, you're good to go. You can just start that and then just keep trying to, and especially if you went down the road of some what they did before in a different story, the idea that, well, if true, if Trump really was close with Epstein, this would be a major thing. You know, they would report it like that, the if true scenario.
And I have a breaking a bit of information here about Tom Steyer. His platform is mainly going to be about climate change.
Well, that sounds like a winner right there for a national election when people are, of course, wanting to make sure that their jobs continue and so on and so forth. You know, we could talk about climate change, but the thing is that when it comes down as a control mechanism, then the American people aren't going to be interested in that.
All righty. We will talk to you on Thursday night, Friday morning, because Wade will be on tomorrow night. So I'll see you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Check him out by going to KyleWarnShow.com. KyleWarnShow.com. We'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll be telling everybody about what's going to be happening along I-10.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
That's a little CCR bringing you in there, Born in the Bayou, and that's a blast from the past, if you will. And that's the way we start our Truckers Highway and Byway Report this hour, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilots and Flying J's have come a long way, baby. Now, I got a long weather statement to read, so let me get it up here in front of me to where I can look at it. This is all about what's going to be happening in the Gulf of Mexico for the next several days. Okay, here we go. A broad low-pressure area located over the far northeastern section of the Gulf of Mexico is producing widespread but disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Now, environmental conditions are conducive for the development of this system as a tropical depression, and it's expected to be forming later today, Wednesday, or Thursday morning early, while the low-pressure system with it moves slowly westward across the northern Gulf of Mexico, out there in those 90-degree waters, over towards Texas. Now, an Air Force Reserve Unit reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the disturbance this afternoon, right after about lunchtime. This system could produce storm surge and tropical storm or hurricane force winds across portions of the Louisiana, Mississippi, and upper Texas coast. It all depends on how this thing forms in the warm water it's going to be traveling across, where there's going to be lots of room for development, and how fast it moves. Now, interest there should closely monitor the progress, and everybody along I-10 all the way out to San Antonio, Texas, needs to be paying attention to what this thing could do. With the heavy rain, it could bring a lot of flooding, especially into the Houston, Texas area, where they certainly don't need a lot of rain. And we're talking a foot or more of rain in some areas. Now, the disturbance has the potential to produce very heavy rainfall from the upper Texas coast to the Florida panhandle, and there'll be more information. This is a 2 a.m. report at 5 a.m. this morning. Now, keep in mind, you need to be paying attention along the Gulf of the Gulf Coast from the Florida panhandle all the way across into Texas, beyond Houston. Just follow I-10 all the way across to San Antonio. Make sure you're watching what's going on. Okay, so in the grand scheme of things, other than that, right now you have a high heat advisory for areas north of I-10, namely Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, the western end of Tennessee, also into southwestern Missouri, most of Oklahoma, about half of Texas right now, certainly I-10 north all the way to Oklahoma, for high heat indexes between 105 to 110 in a lot of those areas. In addition, you've got the potential for the same and unsettled weather conditions almost all the way to El Paso, Texas, along I-10 and even I-20. So tonight, we've got some flooding conditions along the Mississippi River from all the water that's been coming down from the storms that they've had in the upper plains, northern plains. Alice telling us that near Kearney, Nebraska, they got 9 inches of rain, which was not exactly what they thought they were going to get, but it created some flooding. In addition, you've got a lot of rain tonight, general rain, in the northwestern part of North Dakota, right up into Canada, and that is creating some problems there. You've got some flooding conditions in South Dakota along the Minnesota line, and you also, in Nebraska, still the south central part of Nebraska, you've got some rain still lingering in there with some flooding conditions there as well. Now, going out west to Arizona, you have got a fire watch advisory up in Kingman, Arizona, all the way up towards Flagstaff and the mountains up in there. Very dry. It's also been very hot, and they'll have a an extended heat advisory there. But on the desert floor down below, from Phoenix to Yuma, along I-10 and I-8 in particular, it's going to be extremely hot. The highs today there will be well into the 100s. The heat index will be approaching 110 to 15 or higher, Also, taking a look at other parts of the country tonight, you're looking good on I-80 going across all the way to California. I-90, you're looking good going across there. Don't see much of anything to bother you. I-94, looking good there. Maybe a little rain, as I said, up in North Dakota. That'll be about it. Up into New England, looking good in New England tonight. I don't see anything to bother you up that way on any of the highways or byways going anywhere right now. And I-95 from Florida all the way up to Maine. That's looking pretty good as far as the weather goes tonight, too. So keep in mind that with the exception of what we've got in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, which is probably going to become at least a tropical depression and or tropical storm over the next day or two, and could, not saying will, could possibly have some winds, tropical force winds, and maybe even up into the lower or upper levels of a tropical storm and not quite hurricane status before it decides to come on shore somewhere in Texas. It's going to be out in the Gulf, rotating around. They're already talking about some of the oil rigs that are out there just as a precaution. If the winds pick up, taking folks off them, they like to do that because they don't want to keep them out there if you're going to get any substantial winds or rains. Now, don't forget that the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at the local Pilot and Flying J truck stop near you. Now, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore because these pilots, the bigger pilots, are now travel centers, and they've got all the amenities they've got in the Flying J's, too, in the bigger pilot centers. And even the smaller ones you'll find at Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Could even find a Dunkin' Donuts. And by the way, Dunkin' Donuts has food now. Matter of fact, I'm planning on stopping on the way home to the local Dunkin' Donuts in my neighborhood and grabbing one of their breakfast sandwiches and one of the iced coffees that they have, which are really, really good. And in the Flying J's, you'll find either a Denny's or you'll find a Huddle House or you'll find a Moe's Southwest Grill as well. And again, yeah, the food is pretty doggone good. I've eaten in the Flying J's here around me. There's a couple different ones that I've been to, and they both have Denny's, and I'm telling you, I've been very pleasantly surprised with the food they've had there. And, of course, they've still got all the same things at the Flying J that you need to have. It's your home away from home out there on the road. Need to get your laundry done? Yep, they'll have a laundry. Need to watch a little TV, kick back and relax? Yep. Got a computer that you need Wi-Fi for? Yep. Got that, too, out in the parking lot as well as indoors. So you're well set up for all of that. So truck them safe tonight, everybody. And when we come back from this break, we will have Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, on the line. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.